Kale. Welcome to this podcast for salespeople. Today I'm going to be talking about another in our series of best practices for effective business-to-business sales. And again, there are best practices. There are practices and techniques that have been proven to be effective over the years. And one way to improve your own performance is to identify what the best do and do what the best do. In other words, to identify the best practices of the best salespeople, and then with discipline and willfulness and thoughtfulness, roll them into your routines. And that is my approach to improving salespeople and helping salespeople grow to reach their potential. Today we're going to look at another of the best practices. This one is the best salespeople annually create a written set of goals for personal, financial, and sales success. Let me repeat that. Annually create a written set of goals for personal, financial, and sales success. Goal setting. You know, we've all heard about goal setting, but to be able to pull it off with regularity and with discipline is the key. Now, I'm a great believer in the power of setting goals. You know, goals do a number of things for us. Number one, they provide focus. And what I mean by that is, you know, there are so many opportunities and distractions today. If you just pursue and react to every opportunity and every distraction, every call on your time and effort, you will spend the day just running around like a chicken with its head cut off. You'll be so busy at the end of the day, you'll say, oh my goodness, what a day, and then you look at what you've accomplished and discover it's been very little. I think you need to think deeply once a year about what are the most important things that you can accomplish this year. And when you think about what are the most important things, the highest priority, those things become your goals, and those goals then throughout the course of the year provide focus. They help you to stay focused on the important. This is no small thing. You know, in today's world, it is just so easy to become scattered and to have our energies and time and effort diffused because there's so many calls on our time and effort. We need to focus. Goals help you focus. Secondly, goals define success. You know, I meet salespeople from time to time who tell me or just imply that, you know, they really are pretty good at their jobs. And I wonder sometimes what makes them think they're good. Like, what is the definition? By what standard do they make that determination? I mean, there has to be a bar somewhere. What's the bar? And honestly, the bar is your ability to regularly accomplish your goals. I mean, the definition of success is the regular attainment of a constantly evolving set of goals. So if you don't have goals, how do you know you're successful? You can't have any way of determining your success unless, of course, you meet your goals. Number three, goals are the first step towards being proactive. Now, let's just imagine for a minute the difference between reactive and proactive. Reactive means that you respond and react to every incoming request for your time. So where do you go on Monday? Well, it depends on who calls on Friday. That's the definition of the very reactive salesperson who just bases their mindset on a reactive mode. And we all understand that there is a little bit of ourselves that have to be reactive. I mean, we must be able to respond and react to the customer. However, the issue is when that becomes our mindset, when that becomes our way of organizing our job, when that becomes our vision of who we are and what kind of job we have, when we become totally reactive, that is a very negative thing because we give up control of our time and effort to whoever happens to be on the other side of the phone. Now, the person who is very proactive works to achieve a plan, works a plan to achieve something. And when you think about proactive, you know, that means that you have a plan. You are working on your strategy. You're developing your mindset. You're working on your plan. Now, a plan is a step-by-step series of steps that lead to a goal. Without a goal, you can't have a plan. Because, well, I mean, the plan has a purpose. The purpose is to reach a goal. So the first step towards moving from being too reactive to becoming more proactive is to create a set of goals. Once you have the goals, you can then develop the plan to reach those goals, and then working your plan means that you are becoming more proactive as opposed to reactive. So number one, goals provide focus. Number two, goals define success. Number three, goals are the first step towards being proactive. Number four, goals provide benchmarks. You know, when you create annual goals and then you break those annual goals down into the monthly increments, that gives you the opportunity and the ability to look each month at your performance, compare it to the goal, and make midterm corrections, mid-course corrections. You discover you're doing too much of this and not enough of that, or you're spending too much time in these kinds of accounts and not enough time in those kinds of accounts. And that regular monthly review comparing your performance to the benchmarks created by the goals is a powerful, powerful thing for a salesperson to do. One more thing, and I think in some cases this is maybe one of the most powerful benefits of goals, and that is that goals create discontent. Discontent. Now, what do I mean by that? I mean, why do we want to make ourselves discontent? Well, because if we're going to grow and change and improve and reach our potential, if we're going to do that, we need to have some energy to force us to fuel our efforts to change and improve ourselves. And over the years, I mean, I've been studying this thing for 30 years, and I will tell you that in adults, if you don't have any discontent, you will have no energy or motivation to make any changes. And making changes in yourself, improving your performance, and reaching your potential is, I think, a fundamental part of every salesperson's job. You have to have discontent. The most difficult salesperson for me to work with, and I've said this many times, is the middle-aged salesperson who's making enough money and is perfectly content. Because if they're content, then the status quo is perfectly acceptable. If you're going to move yourself, if you're going to energize yourself, if you're going to motivate yourself, you need to create some discontent. If there is nothing that you want to achieve, nothing that you want to acquire, nothing that you want to become, that you do not have or are not now, you will have no motivation and no energy to accomplish anything. Discontent provides the stimulus for change. I love this quote from Thomas Edison. Restlessness and discontent are the necessities of progress. What a great quote. You know, if you're perfectly content reading by candlelight, there's no need to invent the electric light bulb. You see that? Here's one more. Nathaniel Hawthorne. The world owes all its onward impulses to men ill at ease. The happy man inevitably confines himself within ancient limits. If you're going to move forward, if you're going to motivate yourself, if you're going to become more than you are now, you need energy, you need motivation, and that comes from discontent. And discontent is a function of goals. When you create goals, you say, I want to achieve something that I have not yet achieved. And that defines a goal. Now, one other piece, and that is, in this best practice, I said the best annually create a written set of goals. And the written is very important. If you don't write it down, you're not committed. Writing it down forces you to be precise, to articulate with some precision, and the act of writing it down is an act of commitment. So what do the best do? They annually create a written set of goals for personal, financial, and sales success. That's it. Bye-bye.